Well, got to be honest, we were kind of torn if we were even going to talk about this here on the Joe and Alex show, because there's so many differing opinions on what to do and how to handle this. You can let us know what you think's best. I mean, we value your opinion. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. But there is a problem with the Joe and Alex show and somebody else. And Alex and Porkchop really are the ones disagreeing at first about how to respond. We've got a hater.
Yeah, we got a Facebook message actually from someone in Houston. So if you're new to the show, we are based in Indianapolis, Indiana. So we broadcast in Indy, and then we also have our show going over the air on 92.1 in Houston, Texas. And so this guy is from Houston, and he messaged us and said, "I'm sorry. First time tuning into this morning show, and I'll never get this time back. If it was fake, the plot sucked." Talking about, I guess, Liv the web girl being mysteriously missing the day before yesterday, and then she came back. I think that's what he's referring to. And then he said, "Joe the web girl sounds annoying, and if she couldn't say anything, why bring her in? Take a sick day and move on."
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
Joe the web girl.
That is interesting. Who sent that? What was their name?
His name's Enrique.
Yep.
I can be your hero.
Enrique Perez.
Oh, man. No, he's not our hero.
A hater.
Come here, Enrique. I want to kiss away the hating. I want to be your friend.
You guys see, we're doing this all wrong.
Now, how would you approach the situation? Because I didn't even want to talk about it. I just
thought we were doing wrong.
We ignore it.
Well, here's my take.
Okay.
I just wanted to respond to him.
What were you going
to
say?
Gosh.
Well, first of all, I before I could even finish saying I wanted to respond to him, Alex, like, freaked out on me yesterday. So I'm going to let you tell. Why did you freak out on me yesterday, Alex?
Here's the thing. We get stuff like this all the time. We get DMs, people hating us, saying absolutely horrible, terrible things. I couldn't even say on the air some of the stuff that I've been called or we've been called or you know.
Everybody loves me. I just want to throw that out there. I don't think I've ever had a complaint, but okay.
As a show, of course, we're public figures. We're going to get complaints. And I just... I feel like I have good discernment where I can read something and say that, okay, this one is worth responding to and this one isn't. I don't think Enrique is worth responding to. He clearly doesn't know who the members of the show are. He said Joe the web girl.
Yep, you're right.
And he is just a troll.
Okay.
And a lot of times these trolls, they do this. They really want us to respond and be like, please take us back, listen to us, give us another chance.
Right.
I just don't think it's worth it.
Now my turn. So this is why you guys brought me in as a producer, right? I'm really...
To handle hate mail? No.
No, and a lot of things. But one thing I am good at is handling hate mail or
Facebook messages.
No, well, listen. So our job is a service. We provide a service, entertainment, music. We are customer service. So we need to respond to this like a customer service situation. You need to believe him, listen, apologize, solve, and thank. That's called blast.
You don't go to Chick-fil-A if you don't like chicken.
That's not...
You get what I'm saying? They provide a service, but if you don't like chicken...
Okay, that leads me to part two. This was this guy's first time listening. This was his first time tuning in. And you know what? He's right. If he tuned in for the first time and he heard Liv on the air saying, "Oh, I wasn't here yesterday and I can't tell you about it," that sucks. So we need to welcome this guy, thank him for listening, explain what happened, and then say, you know, hopefully you could give us another chance. Now, if he wants to write back and say, like, "Wah, rah, 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 I'm sorry, I still hate you," well, then lost cause.
Honestly.
But I think we have the obligation to respond to him.
I think Liv needs to tell us what the hell happened and where she was, because this wouldn't have ever happened.
I know, right?
If you would have been honest, Liv.
We're focusing on Porkchop right now. Honestly, Porkchop, no offense, I don't think you're that... Messages I've read of yours before trying to put out a fire.
You're groveling.
Someone, it seems groveling. It seems desperate. Also, I think you have a million things you have to do. I think there's bigger fish to fry.
Oh, I agree.
Then,
1,000%.
You know, but then it's like, why waste your time on this? Like, it's not even worth it. Like, you literally have so much to do, and I feel like you stress out a lot, and like you have a lot to do. So
well,
it's like,
I do.
Just don't stress. I know, which is okay, but don't stress about that. It's so stupid. It's not worth our time.
I think what you're doing, Porkchop, I can see both sides of it. I think you got to eventually, I agree with what you said, one time. If you would, however, go back and forth, well, what about this? just like trying to accommodate somebody, I think that's, you know, too much. But one time, I don't think you're totally far off.
And thank you. And they're talking about one specific instance. There was one hater on our Facebook page here on Radio Now 100.9. And I was writing, yeah, I probably wrote back to them like five times. So Alex
too
and
many,
Liv,
too
Alex
many
and
times.
Liv are judging me off of one instant.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Is this Enrique?
No, it's not. I agree with you, Joe.
What do you think? You tell Alex and Liv they're listening. Maybe they'll listen to it from a woman.
No, that's okay. I'm just going to tell you I agree with you. Have a good day.
Wow. All right.
Wait, what
see,
did
so
she say?
She, or maybe
but what
she
is
agrees.
Joe's opinion? Joe's
yeah,
opinion
I know,
was I'm
I
in the
know.
Middle.
I didn't understand.
Or maybe she agrees.
Are you gone?
Maybe she agrees with me, too. But another
yeah, she
thing.
Hung up. I don't know.
Hold on. Like, so I'm not trying to boast here, but like my Uber rating is a 4.96 after 2,000 trips. That's really high. And
yeah,
that's
because we all know
no,
you're a kiss
no,
ass.
No.
Yeah.
That's because I give good customer service. When I worked at
Uber's
Applebee's.
Uber's different than this.
When I worked at Applebee's, I was always in the top for survey responses. Why? Because I give good
Maybe
customer service.
These are like, you flex so
No, I'm
hard.
Just saying I give I'm good like, customer service and you don't want me to give this guy good customer service.
Maybe Porkchop wouldn't have to do this much work if you guys
yeah.
didn't dig such a big hole.
Oh, Joe, like we're the only ones that have been complained about.
Yeah, people don't complain about me. They
I
really
don't. Think
don't.
You're reading the
only,
DMs
no,
then or the messages.
Only complaints that I get are people say I'm a terrible husband, which I've self come out and admitted I'm a terrible partner. There's nothing there. But usually the complaints are about Alex, which you either love or hate Alex, and then they're about you.
There's been complaints about you, Joe.
I challenge.
There's been no complaints about me.
I challenge you. Write us all the nastiest, meanest hate letters, what you hate about us, hate DMs and Facebook messages, and I will respond.
And Porkchop will grovel.
Yeah.
Tweet at us if you think that Porkchop should respond.
I put a poll up.
Okay.
Oh, it's on
Twitter?
Yep. At Joe and Alex Show. Go there and let us know what you think about that. Way to go, Porkchop. I'm proud of you, man.